You've been listening to Mentoring Matters, mentoring in today's business world with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson. If you have a question for Rainey, Dave, or their guests, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Mentoring Matters.
Welcome back, everybody, to Mentoring Matters. We've been having a conversation about common challenges faced by mentoring program managers. I'm Rainey Petrin, president and founder of Manager Mentors, along with my colleague Dave Carson from the UK. And again, we're pleased to have with us Amy Fardella, senior vice president of human resources for Marmax Corporation. And so, Dave, continue our conversation. You had a couple of points you wanted to bring up.
Yes, Rainey, and I'd like to get Amy's view on this because she's had a program running there for many years successfully, and it's around the area of jealousy from others who are not in the program. You know, people looking at people on the program saying, well, why am I not involved in that program? And I just wondered if that had come up in the years you've been running the programs, Amy.
In the program that I've been discussing the most today, the buyer coach program, it has not, because anybody who becomes a new associate buyer is automatically included in the program. So whereas I think there are people from other parts of the business who look at it and say, that's very cool, I wish I could participate, that's a different issue. We have had that issue at times in the diversity mentoring programs that we have run. And that has been really of the sort of typical backlash that one gets whenever an organization does provides a privilege or an opportunity for one population that it doesn't provide for all populations, because, you know, one is not aware of the privileges that they have being of the majority population and inherently, et cetera. So what we try to do in those cases when somebody actually articulates their resentment or jealousy is to explain what the purpose is, what we're trying to accomplish with that program, and then to say, would you like to have an opportunity like this? And what we have done at times, Rainey worked with us years ago on a program that was about sort of finding your own mentor. I forget what you called it.
Yeah.
Bringing in the organization. So we give people tips and even some materials as to how to go about, and we'll give them some support and some help too, by the way, around how to find a mentor in the organization, how to create your own relationship that way, and sometimes we'll try to facilitate that. So that's the best we've been able to do with something like that.
And I think, Amy, the point you bring up about diversity in that sense is very common. When I've done other programs focused on diversity in other companies, it's not unusual to get a certain amount of backlash, and you can get it from both ends. I had a company once who did a diversity program that was primarily for women, but was inclusive of males as well. And I remember the mentee walking into the training class, and all she saw were women, and she said, if there are no males who are going to be mentees in this program, I want nothing to do with it because I do not want to be identified in that way. And so it works both ways. And, you know, luckily, in this case, it was inclusive anyway, and so it worked out and she was happy and the program worked well. But there are these sensitivities that one has to be aware of when we're dealing with diversity.
Absolutely.
Just one other point on the diversity issue for Amy and Rainey, if you've had any issues regarding mixed gender mentoring pairs.
We've had a lot of good luck with that, actually. I mean, we don't deliberately mix genders for, and I'm going now back primarily any of the programs, actually, but I'm taking primarily the buyer coach mentoring program. We don't deliberately set out to have a mixed gender pair necessarily. Again, we make the matches based on the sort of loose criteria that I was mentioning earlier around sort of complementing one another's development needs. But when, in the cases where it has worked out such that there is a male with a female, it's been just fine. And again, I think it sort of gives each of them a little bit of a window into the other's experience, which is always a nice benefit. And that has worked out well. Now, having said that, there are times when women, for example, will ask other women, including myself, geez, how do you handle working, you know, in an environment that's predominantly male? Now, that doesn't happen to be the case in buying, by the way. It's predominantly female until you get to a certain level. And then it's quite mixed.
Yes.
So you know, they have that question sometimes, but it hasn't impacted our the relationship certainly negatively at all to have a mixed gender relationship.
Yeah, and I have to say, in my own experience, I have not had any, again, to my knowledge, I've been doing this now for 18 years, I've not had a situation where I think one of those relationships blew up in one's face. So what it does have the effect, I think, of opening doors on both sides, because people have stereotypical views of each other.
Sure.
And it helps to break down those barriers. And where the impact I've seen has been the greatest has been with male mentors understanding more clearly the challenges of women that women face. When they're made aware of, they may have a tendency to approach their mentee in a stereotypical way. One of the things we talk about in our training is stereotypes that impact mentoring, such as an older male mentoring a younger woman and treating her as his daughter.
Right.
Because, that's what he knows, and he's comfortable with that and thinks of her that way. He's protective and wants to open the doors and doesn't let her be who she is. It doesn't really empower her. But basically, it becomes paternalistic. And when we can deal with that, open their eyes to that, and then they can approach the relationship in a much more human way, more of an equal way, it's amazing what they will say about what they learned.
Right.
And how committed they become to the cause, if you will, of diversity. And that also happens when you have cross-ethnic, a white male with an African-American male or Asian male, whatever the case may be, the same thing occurs. So I always tell people that, I'm not sure if I've ever said this to you, but I've often felt that mentoring is very subversive, because what it can really do when it works very well is it can change people's attitudes in such significant ways that you can transform the culture. Into a much more egalitarian and a much more inviting kind of process.
Yep.
And that's kind of where I see diversity mentoring go in. And actually, I think that if you're doing diversity training,
mm-hmm.
which is a good basis for putting in mentoring, but if you don't put in mentoring, you're kind of going halfway. Because you really, the training gives you an awareness of what your issues are. The mentoring relationship forces you to deal with them in a real-life situation and really learn from that experience.
Yep, I would agree.
So that's the piece about it. So those are my thoughts. Dave, what about your experience in the UK in terms of diversity and stuff? Because, you just did a program on diversity with the London Police.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and it has been really successful. And, we really paired. There was no way we tried to pair female police officers with female police officers because a lot of them weren't available.
Right, exactly.
We did go out of our way to make these matches with senior male police officers and female officers, and it's worked out tremendously well. And I think, the male senior officers have looked at things in a different way, people coming through the ranks, and in some of the evaluations we've done in the conversations, the female officers have openly said, I'm glad I had a male mentor, because this is a male-dominated organization mainly, and we're understanding more how to navigate this culture.
Right.
Whereas if we'd had a female mentor, perhaps it may have been sort of psychosocial benefits more than career progression. And, I've just been reading some research today in terms of mixed gender, and they do say that for effective career development, a male mentor and the female mentoree works really well. So, but again, I think Rennie made a good point that we do talk about this in the training, because I think it would be remiss of us to let mixed gender pairs go out and start mentoring without covering areas regarding diversity, stereotypical issues, and other issues that can affect cross-gender relationships, because there are others looking on that might think, well, it's more than just a mentoring relationship.
Right.
And I think people have to be made aware of that before they actually take up the mentoring
Absolutely. And we're almost out of time, Amy, and I wanted to give you a last opportunity to sort of, if you will, plug Marmax Company. Could you tell us a little bit about Marmax and just tell us a little bit more about it.
Oh, well, heavens. This is the time of year to go find out about us, actually.
You're right.
We've got great deals in there. There's value every day. My husband was just saying to me last night, it's unbelievable. You go into that store one day, and it looks one way, and you go in the next day, and it looks totally different. I said, you have just articulated an ad for our business. Never place twice. So, anyway, that's TJ Maxx and
Marmax. Some of the brands are TJ Maxx, my
TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Home Goods, AJ Wright, Bob's stores, Bob's Sporting Apparel stores, and TK Maxx in the UK and Ireland and Germany, and Winners and Home Sense in Canada.
Excellent, excellent. Is there any final thoughts you might have to offer a program manager at this point, Amy?
I would say stay on it, stay on top of it, and also be very careful of confidentialities and not triangulating relationship, not getting in the middle of it, but instead facilitating the appropriate discussions that need to happen between parties.
Excellent. Well, thank you again, Amy, for being a guest on this very special show.
You're welcome.
And,
it's a pleasure to be here.
Dave, you know, we will speak to you again shortly.
Thank you.
And we thank all of our listeners, and please join us for our next show. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson of Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World. If you'd like to learn more about mentoring, visit management-mentors.com. And be sure to tune in every Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Business Channel. See you next week.